I wanted to talk to the church about this, to understand how it views the bishop interviews today, after the Sam Young controversy, to see if officials really grasp how much their policies had impacted us, and if the church is rethinking these practices. LDS officials haven't given interviews on this in the past, but the director of media relations for the church, Eric Hawkins, agreed to talk. I told him what I'd learned from my interviewees, that these bishop interviews had stayed with us.
I think what you have found is a selection of individuals who have perhaps had that experience or that feeling, whereas tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands others have felt very differently about the process and about So as I say, from my perspective, it is always heartbreaking when I hear that someone leaves that conversation not having had that experience.
Are these questions supposed to be that explicit?
I think that would depend a little bit on the situation. One of the pieces of counsel that bishops are given is to not be too invasive, to adapt the conversation to the understanding and maturity of the young person who is there. And I think it's not necessary for a bishop to be overly explicit or probing in those questions. He wants to understand how that individual feels about what they have done and so that he can help apply the right amount of repentance, if you will.
Eric says the church strongly believes that these bishop interviews with kids are a crucial part of its mission, to help young people develop a close relationship with God by teaching them the standards for living a good and moral life. I pointed out to him that under the church's current guidelines, a bishop is still free to ask whatever explicit questions he wants, and inappropriate questions still seem to be happening. I mean, I guess what's the downside to making it super clear what they can and can't ask?
Well, I think these are the conversation needs to be according to the understanding of that young person. You may have a young woman who is 11 years old or 12 years old, 13 years old, who's completely innocent. You may have one of her counterparts who is of the same age but very, very mature in her thinking and the ways of the world and so forth. And so the conversation would be very different for those two individuals. And that's what's outlined in the guidelines for bishops as far as interviews.
In other words, bishops need the flexibility to ask whatever they think is needed. He pointed out the church did revise its guidelines for bishop interviews this year to allow parents to be in the room and to share with the parents the basic topics that they'll cover beforehand. So why did you set new guidelines?
Well, I think this is a church that is always growing and learning and looking to do better. And I think there was seen an opportunity to improve the interactions between young people and bishops. And so those guidelines were sent.
And is that because the way that questions were asked before were wrong?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a learning process. I think the way that the church is taking accountability is by constantly seeking to improve.
You specifically said the word accountability. And I think that the church needs accountability in acknowledging that this process caused harm.
I think that what the church is trying to do is to constantly improve, to look for ways in which this can be made better.
Absolutely.
That those interactions can improve.
I guess what I'm saying is in order to improve, there needs to be an admission. It feels a little like an argument I might get in with a boyfriend or my husband where I'm like, so can you tell me that you did something wrong? And they're like, I'll do better. And you're like, no, but first you have to tell me you did something wrong. And then it's like, no, I'll do better. And it's like, will you just tell me, just so I know that you know, that this was wrong?
I've had those conversations with my wife, too.
And so do you understand what I'm asking?
I do.
And do you understand why it's important to me to hear that?
Yeah, and I think, as I said, were you to come into my office as your bishop or stake president, I would sit down and counsel with you and make sure you understood that, and we would understand together, why did you feel that way? What were you feeling, and how can we make you feel better? But I what I can't do is go back and change your experience, your perception, your feelings that you had at that time.